Buenas noches de parte del grupo Turichiqui.
Good night on the part of the Costa Rican Institute of Electricity. We are going to present some representative dances of the San Jose area. One of them with the clothes of the Heredia regions, which represents the coffee pickup, which is the fruit that gave most of the profitability of Costa Rica.
Thank you. Bueno.
Okay, good evening to you all. I would like to welcome you. My name is Jose Arce. I am the president of La Cralo. I am very happy to see so many people tonight. We are celebrating and having our showcase. This for us is, as you have seen, a party, and we want you to feel it that way too. We want you to get to know us. We are an organization made up of 38 associations representing interests of the final users in the internet world, and La Cralo was the first structure in ICANN to be created. It is a structure that has the largest number of accredited associations within ICANN. We are very proud of this, and we have many people working for the internet users here in ICANN. Today, we have the possibility of having 28 representatives of the 38 associations present today here. So I am really happy, and I would like to underline this. We would like to be able to convey in this showcase that is going to last 1 hour, we'd like to convey our happiness. La Cralo, as I was saying, with its 38 accredited associations, has representations of 13 countries of the Latin America and the Caribbean, and we want to go for more. We want you to get to know us. We want you to approach La Cralo, and we want you to see how we work. We want you to join our work. We want you to support us, to critique us, and to provide any comment. La Cralo is open to you. We want you to come to us, to join us, or just to support us. So I don't really want to be very long. We have lots of surprises tonight. And I want to invite our first speaker this evening, the first person who's going to speak, Mr. Sébastien Bachelet. It is a pleasure for me to introduce you. Sébastien is member of the ICANN board, elected by at-large, ALAC. So Sébastien, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Jose. I am Sébastien Bachelet, member of the board. 5 years ago, La Cralo signed the first MOU for the creation of a RALO in Sao Paulo.
To be created and to allow the creation of the at-large final structure and the ALAC. And it was a very important moment. The other were created in March and in June for Naralo. Then all were created in less than 6 months.
After 3 years, there have been a general assembly for all of the railos in Mexico in 2009. During the first summit of the at-large structure, which was very successful.
AFRALO opens the way for a new interaction during an ICANN meeting with a great, I hope that it's going on alone, because I put everything to be done alone. And if it's not going, I will not tell you when to say something. AFRALO opens the way for a new interaction during an ICANN meeting with a great number of activity during the meeting. La Cralo is following at the second RALO, with organization of meetings around capacity building, workshop, general assembly. And all that is done in addition to the at-large activities and the general activities of an ICANN meeting. It seems that the end user are willing to have the more interaction during a short time, and that's great. I am really happy that ICANN was able to help the region to come along, and I hope very much that at the end of this week, we will see a following of the work you are doing and an increase of participation during this meeting, but also in between meetings in the future. And I would like to thank you for your activity, your participation, and I hope that we will interact a lot together and that it will be a great success. Thank you very much, and gracias, obrigado, merci.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Sebastian. I would like now to invite Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. Please approach. It's a pleasure to present you. Olivier is the chair of ALAC.
Hey, I'm afraid I don't speak Spanish, so I'm not going to be able to say anything more than bienvenidos. Beyond that, everything will be in English. I'm ever so happy to be able to welcome you to a showcase, because for me, I personally think it's the most exciting part of the week, because it's the moment when we actually see our volunteers, you know, the actual faces and the activities of our volunteers behind the email addresses that we work with throughout the year. Usually we're on conference calls, we speak for hours and hours on end, but we never see each other. And when we have an event such as the events that are taking place here in Costa Rica, it's really exciting to meet the people with whom you work with, but with that you don't actually know. You don't know them in person. One of the things which some of you might not know is that it's only about a month ago that we managed to get the final green light to go ahead with all of the activities that are being done over here. And the volunteers of this region have risen up to the challenge of organizing not only this magnificent showcase, but on top of that, they're running, I don't know how many hours of General Assembly to work on various things they need to work on, but also an amazing set of capacity building sessions, which will bring the user internet user inputs from this region into ICANN in a smarter way, without getting people to work so much harder. Because yes, it is hard work, and the people here are all volunteers. They don't get paid for what they do. They have a day job as well, and one sometimes forgets this. And they do this because they really believe in the multi-stakeholder model that ICANN is made up of. So well done everyone here in the region. So you've not come here to listen to me ad infinitum, and I will therefore say thanks for coming here and thanks for showing your support to the Lacralo region. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Olivier. It's a pleasure for me to be able to introduce our next guest. Rod Bextrand is the president and CEO of ICANN. So, Rod, welcome, and thank you for being here today. Thank you very much, Jose. I'm happy to be here in the second Lacralo Showcase.
Lacralo Showcases are a welcome tradition now at ICANN meetings and a great chance to hear from all the local at-large structures and what you've created. Muchas gracias a la 38.
Thank you to the 38 at-large structures and Jose Francisco Arce and Devanay Tilaksin and the other members of the ALAC Costa Rica for organizing this committee.
Voices of different Latin American and Caribbean end users, and we're really excited to learn about the great activities that you're up to. And it really enriches the ICANN meetings to have this great participation from the at-large community and civil society. We're extremely grateful for all the work that you do across the region. It makes a really big difference. And I also just want to remark before I introduce the very talented minister here, but I want to remark on what a historic and exceptional presentation that was this morning by Senora Presidenta Conchilla. It was just amazing, an amazing presentation. I thought that really helped define where we're all going with the internet, and it was very uplifting and very inspiring, and it shows the great leadership that you have in the region. It's my honor this evening to introduce Ministro Alejandro Cruz, de la Academia de Ciencias de Costa Rica. And prior to becoming minister in 2011, he's been involved in various positions within the Costa Rica Institute of Technology. He was president of the university from 1995 to 2003. And before that, he was associated with the National Rectors Council and the National Center of High Technology. He has a Master's of Science degree from the State University of New York and Syracuse University, a degree in chemical engineering from the University of Costa Rica. And that's very helpful for one of his hobbies or other activities I learned about, which is that he's a very specialized and successful milk farmer and producer as well, in addition to all his scientific activities. Very good use of a degree in chemical engineering. In the event, it's my honor to introduce Ministro Cruz. Thank you very much, and also for organizing all these events.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much, Rod. Thank you very much, José Francisco Arce, Sébastien Bachelet, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, and Mr. Raúl Echeverría. Thank you all. Also to Stephen Crocker, who is here with us. Costa Rica, as a democratic state, is honored to be organizing ANCAR. The internet governance as developed by ICANN is an example of democratic participation, individual action, and also inclusion of each one of the perspectives, both personal and collective perspectives. Latin America has grown 1,200% in the number of users per year, which gives us three key elements to analyze the importance of LACRALO at this moment in history. We are making most of the digital technologies to provide economic, social, and well-being. Connectivity-based technologies transform learning spaces, which enables material reduction of poverty, not only creating wealth, but also spreading the means to fill the individual needs, financial, material, and proposal needs. In this same sense, the internet provides in each citizen a person with individual talents, which individualizes the resources not only in Latin America, but in the world. The philosophy of LACRALO and the at-large structures within ICANN is to transform the opinions of users, the beneficiaries of the internet, in high practical value input, and also with a highest value to have decision-making processes in the most important technology of this 21st century. Within these efforts, we have to stress what digital technology and connectivity, seen as a technology, create within democratic processes. Firstly, depth. Instead of impersonal processes based in the representative of many levels, internet allows each one of the communities to provide a shape to each one of the interests, participate in decision-making, both at global and national level, and have a proactive aspect to change. Secondly, outreach. Internet changed the concepts of distance and time from obstacles to competitive advantage and the capacity of reducing gaps from communities, addressing the needs of the handicapped and the rights of the indigenous people, and cultural, from access to new cultures to mediation in international conflicts and the transparency of the state. America, Latin America, thanks to a cultural heritage with ethnic and thought processes, encompasses sociologic, artistic, technical, and other aspects. Costa Rica, for 15 years, has bet a lot on development based on the human capital that within the technology is spread and compatible with the structure of ICANN in four principles. Social equity, because it is based on recognizing and making explicit the aspiration that each one of the citizens reaches its most personal realization and its highest search for well-being. Number two, diversity, a condition that starts from equalities to create and select the best ideas and to put them to practice. Number three, innovation, because internet and digital technologies can create transfer of knowledge supported by technology tools to concrete needs, to provide a need. And last, identity, to consider that each one of the represented groups has a unique character which defines it and whose respect is the basis of bringing the purpose and belonging to provide collective responsibilities. Within this concept, the challenge for Latin America and especially for Costa Rica from the perspective of internet policies and governance is to assure that the aim of its technological and political development is compatible with the highest aspirations of the human spirit in the long run, including a clear knowledge of the role of technology in the preservation of natural resources and the environment, because these are fragile and limited. Assuring that internet is a universal, neutral, and open resource to visibilize the talent of the region. And Latin America is wishing to get success for persons and organizations that with their positive actions create inspiration. The development of internet more than a model is a way for the sensitivity provide origin to a better world. As Fritz Lang said in his Metropolis film of 1927, the mediator between the brain and the hands should be the heart. To all of you, I would like to wish you a fruitful session of Lacrallo that, as I understand, is the second one to be organized as a showcase. Thank you very much and good night. Thank you very much, Minister, for your kind words. I would like to introduce the next speaker. It's a surprise, and it's an honor to have you here. Steve Crocker, the president of the board of ICANN, please step in.
It's a pleasure to be here. I find myself doing a certain amount of these kinds of introductions. It's not what I set out to do in life originally. But I did have the advantage of being in the right place at the right time when the ARPANET was started, which was the seed for today's Internet. And although it was a technical project, we immediately understood that it would have direct and very strong social effects. And we gravitated toward a simple slogan: networks bring people together. And there is no stronger example of that phenomena than the at-large community in ICANN and the summit that has been put together here as a very particular example. We're all in the business of building organizations. It comes naturally as we have a growth in the technology and we bring more and more people in, and then we gravitate toward getting organized. And one of the most prolific organizers in this region is Raul Echeverria, executive director of LACNIC, which is the organization that oversees the allocation of address space in the region. I had the privilege of going down and visiting LACNIC, and I was really quite impressed with the progress that was made in a very short time to develop a very successful, organized, totally credible, and efficient operation in Montevideo. He's also chair of the Internet Society, which is a 20-year-old society that has global reach and quite a lot. In fact, let me take a poll here. How many of you are also ISOC members, Internet Society? But yes, I have a feeling that I didn't have to explain this very much. So I'll skip that. I bump into Raul everywhere because he is just part of each of the pieces that make the whole society go. After, in his early days, he had a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in computer science and then information technology, respectively, and has obviously just been aggressively and actively helping us get organized. Raul.
Good evening,
I will give my speech in Spanish.
I will have my speech in Spanish. I will speak in Spanish not because I think that Spanish is a more important language, not even because of the fact that we are here in this Spanish-speaking country. I will speak Spanish because it is my mother tongue. And because this we have this service of interpreters, and every time we have these interpreter service, we have to make most of them so that each one of us has the possibility of expressing in their own language. That is the way we do best. And this allows us to make most of the cultural diversity that we have achieved over these areas like ICANN. I come from an organization, LACNIC, that is an organization that values and has and brings about the issue of the cultural diversity in its DNA. We are not an organization that is able to speak in more than one language. We are a multilingual organization. We are striving for each person of the community to be able to interact with LACNIC in each one of the three official languages, English, Spanish, and Portuguese, in addition to the fact that we produce contents in French to reach out to the French-speaking part of our community. In fact, I would like to tell you a small anecdote that most probably you know. I was honored to be the first person in an ICANN meeting to speak in a language that was not English. That was in Santiago de Chile, 1999, where there was interpreter's service. It was the first meeting with this interpreter service, and I saw that my colleagues that spoke Spanish addressed the audience in English, and I don't speak English very well. But the other truth is that in 1999, I spoke even less English than today. So I said, no way. If there is an interpreter service, I have to make most of them. So I approached the mic. I said, I will speak in Spanish, and I had to wait for everybody to get their receivers because it was not foreseen to for a person to speak other language than English. So this is the record I have. And the person who was behind me to speak was Amadeo Abril, that who, after myself, spoke in Spanish. He spoke after some seconds after me, but the same thing happens, who is the first person to go to the moon and who's the second one. I'm sorry for Amadeo. He was the second one to speak Spanish. Unfortunately, he is not here now. LACNIC is an organization, as you may very well know. We are reaching out. We are celebrating our 10th anniversary this year in October 2012. At Shanghai, the ICANN board recognized LACNIC as the fourth regional registry at that moment, and it has been a very interesting story of growth. We started with a 13-square-meter office. The only two photos we have of that picture were taken with Ray Polsa's camera, because at that time we didn't even have a camera. So we made most of Ray's visit, and he took two pictures. These two pictures are the only testimony of that time. And in the first year of our work, we had a budget of $151,000. And with this $151,400, we try to go around the world to be present in all the necessary fora. I do not know how we did that. We only had two staff members, Adriana, who is here, one of our first staff members. And 10 years after, we have an organization employing almost 40 staff. We are trying to open in April our new building with 1,200 square meters available for office space, and we have a budget of $5 million a year. This has been quite a change, hasn't it? As I mentioned today in the opening ceremony, from the internet pioneers, those that worked before me, they had the vision of creating this organization not only to comply with a bureaucratic function of managing IP addresses, but also to become a catalyst of internet within the region. And we try to respect that vision. And I think this is something we are we see that deeply, and this is part of the culture of our organization, as I said before. Nowadays, we have a lot of projects. Approximately 40% of LACNIC budget is aimed at activities for the development of internet in the region. We have a program that is very known, the FRIDA program. We established $1 million to finance PICS projects, 50 projects in all corners of the region we work in all of them. I repeat, sometimes it seems that there are some regions or countries that are forgotten, but we made most, and we have been striving to reach out to all of them. We have awarded TICS ICTs projects, and in 2011, we took the Internet Governance Forum Governance to develop projects of connectivity in the provinces of some countries in the region, and they reached to a forum like IGF at Nairobi and to see the world leaders of internet and the thinkers that are promoting ideas that make internet move forward. That was a very important experience for them. We have an Amparo project. We developed the first set of materials for free to train creation and operation of CERTs that is available in English, Spanish, Portuguese, and French to be used in other regions by other countries in the development, not only in LACNIC, but other parts of the world. This is a collective construct of these materials. It is an unprecedented project. We are working not only on that, but we are also creating CERTs coordination tools that are being very successful in Latin America and Caribbean. We have a project to multiply many root servers in Latin America and Caribbean, and we're about to sign an agreement with other operators. We are expecting to close an agreement with ICANN to be able to multiply the URL in our region in a common effort where we would like to have money investments.
Each year, we have scholarship programs to assist not only LACNIC meetings, but also preparation meetings for the IGS and other meetings. And we spend about $250,000 in the scholarship programs in the Latin American and the Caribbean region, aside from all the training efforts we have, maintaining the fora in different regions. And we could say the creation of the startup projects for other sister organizations in the regions who have had the opportunity to be created after LACNIC, and then we have provided our capacities to their availability. We also have cooperation agreements in the initial phases with CLARA, which is the academic network of advanced networks with the TLD, with LAC, and also with the LAC-AX, which is a Latin American organization for exchange. But let me use a couple of minutes not only to tell you about LACNIC, but also, as Steve Crocker said in his introduction, I am the president of the ISOC board, and from that perspective, I am proud to see the number of chapters in Latin America which have engaged in the LACRALO structure. This is precisely the aim of ISOC in this sense, which is promoting the generation of capacities and supporting the introduction of more and more people from our communities in international processes. To sum up, I would like to talk about the internet in general. And today I was recalling that in 1990 I was working at the an agriculture institute of research, and that was in Uruguay, and each week I would drive 400 kilometers, and I was working in access to remote databases in the first projects of how we would connect to the internet. We used modems of 3,200 baud, and each time I drove through, or the bus drove through certain populations with very, very limited inhabitants, we would see the people living in their realities of rural population. In that bus, I was thinking, I am in the wrong job. What I'm doing is not good for anybody. The life of these people is completely far away from what I'm doing, and it does not impact on the life of these people. When you go through these places now, what you see is, thanks to the implementation of one laptop per child projects, you see children driving horses with their laptops in their chairs, and children working with their computers in public spaces, in squares, ladies and gentlemen from peasants, people living in the farms, who use their computers to enhance their activities. And the world did change. And I am glad I continue to work on this, because I was wrong. What we were doing, and not only me, also you and many of those of you who are here in this meeting, did impact on the lives of peoples. So when I was saying today that it is logical to see that there are tensions in many aspects of politics in the current times, the internet today is not it's something that is impacting in the reality of many people. It's not something of a few, because these technologies have reached all the areas of the world, or they are about to reach. And in Latin America, the internet penetration is about 37% to 38%, and I believe in the next 3 years and a half, we will reach an average penetration of 60%, which means that some countries will be in the average of the developed countries. If we continue with this growth, and if we can surf the waves of the crisis without falling from the board, we definitely will see this. This means that we will be incorporating into the internet 120 million users. We will need to see where these users are going to come from, and I think all of you have an important role in this sense. You need to try to have this growth not to generate inequalities, but actually to generate equal opportunities for everybody. This growth needs to be as distributed as possible in our region. There are many challenges: the universalization of access, strengthening citizenship through new technologies, equality of opportunities, as I was saying, new generations, creating new generations of children and youngsters who will have the tools to improve our society in the next years. Some of you have listened to me saying that many say that this is the decade of Latin America and the Caribbean. And I think that everything leads us to think that this is true. We are having development levels that are really unprecedented for our region. And we are now having inverse migration processes. People from our regions who have went to live in our countries are now coming back, and we are receiving people from other regions to live in our countries. How can we sustain these levels of growth and development? We need stable technologies. We need a stable and strong internet that can continue growing. In order to support this economic and human development. And for this, it is essential to maintain and strengthen the multi-stakeholder models, not only at the level of the administration of critical resources in the internet, but governance in a more general sense in creating policies related to the information society. And I think in this sense, you, the organizations who represent the users in the region, I think you have a critical role, and that is why I believe this experience, this Lacrallo experience of creating synergies between your associations is a tool that has an enormous potential. I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you can use this tool for the benefit of the strengthening and growth of our ecosystem and also of the development of the internet in our region for the benefit of the whole of the society. Thank you very much. Thank you, Raul, for your words. This is the time of getting to know us, those of us who belong to Lacrallo, those of us who make Lacrallo on a daily basis, and this time is a time we have been waiting for a long time. We want to invite two people to speak. One is Sintra Soknan. Sintra, if you could please step forward and take the floor. Sintra, please.
To see so many faces here tonight, not just because I see so many ICANN stakeholders, but because there's so many beautiful women in the room here.
So people,
If it please you, I am Sintra Suknanan, and I am here on behalf of the Information Communication Technology Society of Trinidad and Tobago, and I also hold the founding chair of the ISOC chapter in Trinidad and Tobago. All protocols being observed, I wish you an evening of reflection and celebration of La Crallo's progression these past 5 years. I'm very thankful to be in the presence of the Honorable Minister, as well as Mr. Raul Echeverria. And I wish to specially thank the support of Sebastian Bachelet, who was on the ICANN Board Finance Committee, as well as Mr. Xavier Calvez, who is ICANN's Chief Financial Officer, in making tonight and this whole week of workshops possible for us. La Crallo's first operating principle states its mission as being a mechanism to really promote and ensure participation by regional users in the process of developing ICANN's policy. But let's reflect on who these regional users that La Crallo is really mandated to reach out to and engage. Who are they? This evening, I put to you that the regional user represents the internet end user as equally as the individuals who are not yet online. Definitely, La Crallo has a calling, being comprised of such regional user diversity, to go beyond the boundaries of gender, economics, geography, race, access, religion, language, ethnicity, disability, culture, history, and politics. But in fulfilling this mandate, La Crallo also holds the corresponding duty to the regional user to be responsible, transparent, honest, productive, accountable, ethical, accurate, and resistant to manipulation. It is only in doing so that we will strike the correct harmony in the next 5 years and beyond. Thank you very much for your attention.
Muchas gracias, Sintra. Nuestro próximo orador es otro miembro.
Thank you, Sintra. Our next speaker is Mr. Sergio Salinas Porto, another person from the region. Oh, how many people! I couldn't see all of you from the side. First of all, I'm going to introduce myself. I am Sergio Salinas Porto. I'm an ALAC member for this region that we like and love so much in the Latin America and the Caribbean. My organization, the one that I started to participate in ICANN, is Internauta, and it is an organization that through times incorporated the Latin American Association of Internet Users. Many people spoke before me, and I was writing down because I didn't really know if I was going to remember. Sebastian, Rod, Olivier, Steve, Minister Alejandro Cruz, Rodrigo de la Parra, who is another person that we need to commend for many reasons. First, we are seeing for the first time his position as Vice President of ICANN for Latin America, and it is an honor to be working with you at this time. And also because part of the management, this has to be said, was on the part of Rodrigo, Mr. Gonzalo Navarro, Raul Echeverria, and you. I need to speak about La Crallo. Matt, next slide, please. He is my remote control. This is Latin America. It's green. We have water. We have prairies, mountains. If you went around Costa Rica, you see what it is. It is a natural lung that generated this, which is us. Somehow, the expression that when you see three or four Latin Americans and you see us dancing and see that we are very cheerful and happy and we have this kind of action to be continuously happy has to do with this. This is perhaps part of this. But let me say, in numbers, what is Latin America and the Caribbean? Matt, next slide, please. This is what it is in numbers. We are 33 countries, 15 countries represented in our region. We are 38 ALSs, non-governmental organizations making up our regions. And one more, Matt, please. It was in our region that we started the first regional structure for our beloved icon. This is where it was. You're going to see a person dressed in green with some prominent thing on the front. This is me a few years ago, 6 years ago. That was in 2006, December 5. I think I'm a bit thinner, but not much of what I was at that time. But this is where we see who started this. And then, one more, Matt, please. And then we saw many more, and this is what we started, the beginning of what La Crallo is. This is where we started to germinate, and we started to grow. One more, Matt, please. And we started with this. We started to be committed to our look for in favor of the users. This which many times we see in our regions. What is it that we have to do and how we commit with this? One more, Matt, please. And perhaps this is the most important part. We represent many of them. One more, Matt. We represent them. One more, Matt. And them. And all of them. One more. And probably this, which is stretching our hands, is shaking our hands, is the work of many organizations. What we do here as organizations is shaking the hands of users. We reach out. We try to impact on societies. We try to intervene in public policies. We try to be involved in the world of the internet. And we try to manage this, which for many countries and for many citizens is something new, which is breaking into our society. Thought and action of the collective subjects exceeds the action of any individual, and this is the strength that a region has to have. We need to think together, we need to have a deep thinking of the region, and we need to be able to say in ICANN whatever we think in this manner, this Latin American manner. And this is our north. One more, Matt. And this is La Crallo. One more, last one. One region, one internet. Thank you.
Bueno, muchas gracias.
Thank you, Sergio, and thank you, Matt. Thank you. A round of applause to Matt, please. Matt is a wonderful person, and I would like to take this opportunity to say it out and loud and clear. He works a lot. I would like to invite our next speaker, Wanda Cartesini, as the chair of NOMCOM. Thank you very much for being here. As usual, I will speak in Portuñol, and this is the community of Brazil with the rest of Latin America. So I will speak in Spanish and Portuguese at the same time. I am a member of La Crallo. I have an ALS here. However, I am very involved with everything regarding ICANN. I am very much interested in all the progress of the region. I am deeply involved from the very beginning when we met in San Pablo, where I live. The kick-out of ALAC RALO, this is the first RALO that we had, RALO that we had, but Brazil was not in. Brazil could not become a member of LACRALO that was opened in São Paulo. As usual, we are taking things slowly. It may be because of the size. It may be because it was very difficult to call all of them. However, we are increasingly adding new persons and other ALSs. However, my work here is only 5 minutes to address you, the audience, and to tell you a very important thing. The opportunity of leadership positions of ICANN. As the chair of the nominating committee, now we have a special mission that is to select it is 3 for the board, but at least one of them has to come from the region, because we had only 4 representatives of the board in the region. We were becoming lower and fewer and fewer. Now we have only one. Gonzalo is leaving at the end of this year. So we need to have the most participants and candidates that will be able to be a representative of our region. We have a problem compared with others, that is an inferiority complex. Many people with whom I speak, they say, perhaps this is not for me. Perhaps I am not very well prepared, and so, and so, and so. However, that is not true. We have a lot of people who are very well trained and have the skills, and we have to face this region, place our region in bigger spaces. Now we are having one person. We need to have 2, 3, 4, at least 4, as the other regions have. Why do we have only one? This is an invitation. It is more than an invitation. It's a pressure. I am telling you, contact your friends, think about your persons, go into ICANN. It's very simple. The address is for NOMCOM. It's very simple. It's nomcom.icann.org. It is only that. You have to access that site, think, give yourselves the opportunity of participating of this process, speak and reach out to your friends and network of friends, and we will have a very important role in the Board of ICANN with more people from our region with good qualifications, working hard, not only one person defending. Thank you very much, Sinal, but not only one person defending the whole of our region. This is my message. Please apply. We have until April the 2nd, only April the 2nd. This is the time frame. This is like the new GTLDs. It is something that the window of opportunities will close soon. It is like the window will close soon on April 2nd, so we will have to go for it, rush, do it as fast as we can. Thank you for this opportunity, Jose. The floor is yours. Thank you very much, Wanda. I see that you are enjoying some drinks. And there is some snacks. Before you have the chance of getting to know us. We have Alejandro Pisanti. He is the president of ISOC Mexico. Thank you very much for being with us here tonight. Thank you. Good night. On behalf of many of the people present, I would like to address the persons accompanying us that are not from the region to describe very briefly in 1 minute to transmit a message and convey a message that we think that members of LACRALO, representatives of our associations, share. And this is an impression that we want for you to get, those who are coming from outside the region. In this ICANN session, in this ICANN meeting, LACRALO community has done something that is very important as a community. It has taken tough and difficult decisions. They have torn us as a community facing the different alternatives. However, we have decided to step forward in terms of accountability, the capacity of being effective, the capacity of shedding the suspicions that may exist over the associations that take ICANN and this create a burden and a cost, as Olivier and Rod and many other people said. What we have done is a training program that we hope will be an exemplary in contents and results. We have forced ourselves to face our structural problems and organization problems by organizing a general assembly that will need to take important decisions, set out decisive items and issues. And with these two big action items and decisions, in a few months, we will be able to create accountability. I do not represent the assembly. I speak on my behalf. But I think in 3 to 6 months, in one cycle or to two of ICANN meetings, we will be able to show the importance and the effect of this decision, which will be measured only in one way. And I will divide it in two elements. The way it is measured is one effective participation that can be demonstrated in terms of the ICANN policies. And the long-term run, the second segment, what is that we do that provides an improvement that shows what our association does to execute it and to have connective, which makes internet in Latin America to be more open than the condition, the legal, political conditions. If we cannot have this accountability after what we have done this for this session, this will have be nothing. However, I would like to those that are in the heart of these to pre-reduce that change. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Alejandro. And now we have to introduce ourselves, and this is a great honor that Anand Teluksini will be the secretary and the pillar of LACRALO. You're invited to address the audience.
Muchas gracias, Jose. As LACRALO Secretariat, it's my honor to present the volunteers who participate in the work of LACRALO and in ICANN policy development. So when I call your name, just raise your hand. Well, if you're standing, raise your hand or stand. So Jose Luis Barzalo. okay. Raul Bauer. There's no use here. Sergio Bronstein. Hey. Carlos Watson. Humberto Carrasco. Javier Rojas. Javier. Vladimir Davalos, Michael Ford, Antonio Gomez, Andre Griffith, Sylvia Leite, Alfredo Hernandez, Lance Hines, Roosevelt King, Gilberto Lara, Johnny Lorano, Zelish Lawrence, Freddy Linares Torres, Juan Rojas, Jose Salguero, there he is back there, Ana Sanchez, Sintra Supnanan, there you go, Ramon Soto, Oscar Tellez, Guillermo Zamora, there he is, Natalia Insisco, Vanda Scazzini, Sergio Salinas Porto, Dr. Alejandro Pesanti, Carlton Samuels, Fatima Cambanero, Omar Kaminsky, Adrian Caballo, and Jose Francisco Arce. Okay.
Bueno, gracias, Deb. Quiero invitar a Sergio.
Thank you, Deb. I would like to invite Sergio Salinas Porto, Natalia Insisio, and Carlton Samuels to step up here. If you could please come up here. I asked you to come here because this group of wonderful people that I have here with me today. This group of people, with the support of all the people who were mentioned today, we are the ones working for La Cralo to be what it is today, and to continue working for it to be a lot more in the future. This is us. We would like to thank you for being here. Thank you very, very much. Thank you to all of you who made this possible. Thanks to the staff who has been working, the at-large staff who's been working, Heidi, Sylvia, Gisela, Matt. Thank you very, very much. Please, to the interpreters who are working a lot, a round of applause to them. The Turichiki group with the Costa Rican Institute of Electricity will continue with the last two dances. The first dance is one dance devoted to our Tikka land with the garments, traditional garments of the province of Guanacaste. Later on, we will present a string of traditional dances with the clothes of the Costa Rican woman.
Muchas gracias. Y ahora no queremos irnos sin hacerles partícipes de nuestros bailes. Y vamos a presentar para ustedes, el grupo Turichiquí se despide con El Pavo. Muchas gracias. Esta ha sido la participación del grupo Turichiquí del Instituto Costarricense de Electricidad. Esperamos les haya gustado nuestra participación. Gracias.